Tonight's game between the Schuyler County Rams and the Knox County Eagles are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance of Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slane Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, The Eagle's Nest in Edina, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop in Edina, InsurePro Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. And now to Donnie Middleton in Schuyler, Missouri.
And welcome everybody to Schuyler County High School. It's the second semifinal of the night, a 2-3 matchup. Schuyler County, the number 2 seed. Knox County, the number 3 seed. And take a look at the starting lineup first for Knox County. It'll be Keaton Strange, the senior. Kellen Parrish, a senior. Rylan Roberts, a senior. And Lake Parrish, a senior. Also, Austin Jansen. And he's a... Well, the program says he's a senior. That'll be Keaton Strange, Kellen Parrish, Rylan Roberts, Blake Parrish, and Austin Jansen. The Eagles 14-12, coached by Nathan Miller. For Schuyler County, Elliott Seventh, Cale Wendy, Cooper Raymond, Connor Smith, and Ryan Parrish. The Rams 16-9, and coached by Chris Pruitt. The last time these two teams met was right here in Queen City. And Knox County came from 17 down in the fourth quarter to defeat Schuyler County by 3 points. I was here. You had it on KMEM. So here they are again, all the marbles on the line. As now Brody Weaver is going to start in place of, looks like to me, Ryan Ferris is not here. So it'll be Brody Weaver instead of Ryan Ferris. As Jansen will jump against Smith, the ball is up. If it's controlled by Knox County's Rylan Roberts. And Roberts will bring it across the top line. Schuyler County in a 1-2-2 zone. Takes it to the right wing. Blake Parrish between the two circles with Roberts. Cut off on the baseline. And now what have we got? And Roberts fell down, off balance fell down, so they called him for the travel. Pressure by Knox County. Inbound fast to Wendy. As Cale Wendy, guarded by Austin Jansen. Wendy will bring it across the timeline, and the other team kicks it for Seventh. Seventh back to Wendy between the two circles. Seventh has it between the two circles. Bounce pass to Eamon on the left side of the circle, out to Smith. Now Wendy for three. Bullseye! Cale Wendy gets Schuyler County on the board, 3-0. Kellen Perry between the two circles. Blake Parrish between the two circles. Al Seaton on the left wing to Blake Parrish. Back to Roberts. Deep right wing. Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Roberts gets it in. This Seaton is about his line. Now Kellen Parrish for three. No good. Fight for the rebound. And it's still loose on the floor. Brody Weaver picks it up. There's now what are they paying? I think maybe Schuyler County called a timeout. Yes, they did. So Schuyler County calls a timeout, 6:54 left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 3, Knox County nothing, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Back in Schuyler County, we have phones. Keep wanting to hang up. It's still 3-0. Schuyler County with the basketball. Brody Weaver will bring it across the timeline. Weaver kicks it out to Connor Smith, three-pointer out of the corner, in and out, no good. And Kellen Parrish comes off the rebound. Parrish across the timeline to Blake Parrish between the two circles. Fine seat in the right corner to Blake Parrish. Now Roberts to the left wing goes to Kellen Parrish. Ryland Roberts between the two circles to Blake Parrish. Now Seaton on the right wing. Blake Parrish, Ryland Roberts is back to Kellen Parrish, left side of the circle to Blake in the left corner. Kellen, left side of the circle. Ryland Roberts takes right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Smith had the rebound, tried to get it, but picked up by Roberts, and Roberts missed another bunny. And this time, Cooper Aitman came off the rebound to Cale Wendy, as Wendy has it between the two circles. Now pops Connor Smith at the top of the key to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy looks for somebody for Cooper Aitman. Dribble drive into the paint, throws up the shot, whistle, and a foul is going to be on the floor. And the foul is going to be on Austin Jansen. So Jansen picks up his first foul. Cale Wendy will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it to Aitman in the left corner, seventh. Now back to Wendy, but ball's by the way. Aitman picked it up, then lost it, picked up by Jansen. Blake Perry to Seaton, cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it out to Roberts. Kellen Perry gets it inside to Jansen, getting hold on the ball, stolen away by Brody Weaver. As Weaver takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Blake Parrish. And I think maybe they're going to call it on the floor. Nope, they're going to call it on Austin Jansen again. That's his second. Colin Hayes will check in. Jansen will set down with two personal fouls. So Cale Wendy will inbound underneath his own basket. Wendy gets it to aim in the left corner. Wendy will try a three. Bullseye! Cale Wendy with two threes at 6-0. Scott over the lead as Seaton. As Crane's rather. Gets it back to Blake Parrish. Now Ryland Roberts to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Ryland Roberts between the two circles to Blake Parrish. Back to Roberts. Back to Blake Parrish. Parrish looks inside. Nobody's there. Gets the ball to Strange in the right corner. Now Kellen Parrish puts a shot up from five. No good. Cody Weaver off the rebound to Aitman. Now to Wendy. As Wendy guarded by Blake Parrish. We'll bring it across the timeline. Now pass to Smith at the high post. Kicks it out to Aitman. Wendy has it on the left wing. Wendy skips to the right wing to seventh. Now pass underneath to Aitman. Turn around 10-foot jumper. Missed it. And Keaton Strange off the rebound. Gets it out to Ryland Roberts. Ahead it goes to Kellen Perry. As Perry spin moves into the paint. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Cooper Aitman. That's the first foul on Aitman. So Kellen Parrish will inbound underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets it out to Strange. He's it. Backs off between the two circles. Still with the dribble. Out pass to Roberts on the right wing. High post to Kellen Parrish. Now Blake Parrish for three on the way off the left wing. Kissed at home. Bullseye. 3 points for Blake Parrish. 6-3. Scott with the lead in the basketball as Cale Wendy brings it across the timeline, this time guarded by Roberts. Wendy gives the ball to Smith on the left wing, around the top of the key, now seventh to the left wing, back to Wendy, around the top of the key. Wendy, 15-footer on the way, missed it. And we have a whistle and a foul under the basket. We're going to call the foul on Ryland Roberts. So Ryland Roberts picks up the foul. That's his first. Wendy again will inbound underneath his own basket as Wendy looks for somebody. Gets it out to Bodie Weaver on the right wing. Weaver to Amon. Now Seventh on the left wing. Seventh hands the ball to Kayla Wendy, and Wendy has it at the free throw line. Now keep bringing down the left lane. Lays it up. Missed it. Over Colin Hayes. Outlet pass goes to Strange. And now Strange tried to bounce it ahead to Kellen Parrish. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scott a basketball. 2:51 left to play in the first quarter. 6-3. Scott with the lead. Placed here by Knox County. Amon will inbound to Sevitz. And Sevitz gives the ball to Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Gets the ball over to Sevitz on the right wing. Sevitz still with the dribble. And now, by the way, we picked up by Sevitz. Sevitz takes it to the house, puts up the shot, missed it. And Blake Parrish on the rebound. In a hurry down the far sideline. Colin Hayes in the right corner. Kellen Parrish in the right block, puts up the shot, missed it. But drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Cooper Amon. And that's his second. So two fouls on Cooper Amon. Kellen Parrish will be at the line looking for his first points of the ball game. As Parrish eyes it, fires it, got it. 1 point for Kellen Parrish. Big crowd on hand, as you might guess, with these two teams. Now makes it 6-4. Scotter up by two. Parrish with one, looking for two. Shots up. Pinballs in and out, no good. Kale Wendy off the rebound. As Wendy gives it to Sevitz across the timeline. Sevitz right back to Wendy between the two circles. As Wendy backs off center of the midcourt. Now takes it down the right lane, lays up the shot, missed it. And Blake Parrish had the rebound. And now we're throwing a foul. A foul maybe on Brody Weaver, and it is. So Brody Weaver picks up the foul. That's his first. Kellen Parrish will inbound to Rylan Roberts. 1-3-1 zone by Skyler Cowley. As Roberts gives the ball to Parrish between the two circles, back to Roberts between the two circles. Bad pass. As Mason Wendy created that bad pass, they should put a hoop, lays it up and got it. 2 points for Mason Wendy. And it's 8-4. Scotter with the lead. Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish on the left side of the circle. Kellen, little baby hook, missed it. And off the rebound, Connor Smith. Smith gives it to Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Takes the top of the key, back, step back, three, overtime. 9 points for K.O. Wendy. And Knox County wants a timeout. 1:13 left to play in the first quarter. Skyler County 11, Knox County 4, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
1:13 left to play in the first quarter. Second boys semifinal of the night. Winner of this ball game plays Canton on Friday night at 6 o'clock. 11-4. Scott is in the lead. Here comes Blake Parrish for Knox County. Parrish dribbles to the deep right wing. Out pops Rylan Roberts. Now Hayes on the right side of the circle. Strange on the left wing. Gives it back to Roberts in the center circle. Now Strange in the center circle. And Scotter County goes man-to-man. Strange hands the ball off to Blake Parrish. Collins, Hayes. That was Hayes in the right corner. Rylan Roberts now Sevitz slaps the ball away and saves it inbound to Connor Smith. Gives it to Kale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Blake Parrish. Out pops Smith, top of the key. Underneath it goes to Mason Wendy. Lost a handle on the basketball. And he saved it in bounds, but right to Knox County. Rylan Roberts gives it to Strange on the left wing. To the right wing, it goes to Blake Parrish. Out pop Strange, top of the key. Now a bad pass again. This one stolen by Cale Wendy. Wendy, that's with both Wendy's are in the ball game. Cale, top of the key for three. No good. From the top of the key, now throws the buzzer. Bullseye! Rylan Roberts from three-quarter court threw up a prayer, and it was answered. So Rylan Roberts, his first three of the ball game, and that's in the first quarter with the score, Scotty County 11, Knox County 7. Back in a moment. This is KNN Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 south in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 south in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Back at Scotland County as we start the second quarter. Knox County with basketball. Blake Parrish flies a three from the right corner. No good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. To Brody Weaver, to Cale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Wendy bounced past to Weaver on the left side of the circle. Gives it out to Smith. Smith over to Seventh. Seventh stops, pops from 15. No good. And rebound taken by Cale Wendy. Wendy puts up the shot. Missed it. Too far into the basket. And Kellen Parrish with the rebound gets it to Blake. Blake Parrish out to Kellen on the left wing. Kellen jumps off in the paint. Picks up a shot. Rejected by Connor Smith. Gets it out to Mason Wendy. Now Mason in a double team. Had the ball stolen away by Parrish. They get the ball to Strange. Puts a shot up. Missed it. Tried it again. Missed it. But he drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz. So Keaton Strange will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. Very low-scoring ball game right now. 11-7, Scott over the lead. A Strange first one up. Got no good. Off the rim. It's still 11-7. Now Mason Wendy checks out, and Cooper Heyman will check back in. Keaton Strange, second shot on the way, got it. 1 point for Keaton Strange. It's 11-8, 3 points Scotto lead. Breakthrough by Knox County. Wendy gets it over to Seventh. Seventh over across to Wendy. Brody Weaver stops, pops, 10-footer, no good. Rebound batted out, taken by Cooper Heyman now. Three on the way by Wendy, no good. And Kellen Parrish off the rebound. To Rylan Roberts in the right corner. Wide open. Three for Strange. Bullseye. Strange makes it 11-11. Three-pointer out of the right corner. He has four. Brody Weaver takes it to the basket. Lays it out. Got it. 2 points for Brody Weaver. Now another timeout on the floor. 6:19 left to play in the first half. 13-11, Scotland County with a lead back in 60 seconds. This is KNN Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
6:18 left to play in the first half. 13-11, Scott over the lead. Knox out of the basketball. Roberts gives it a Strange. Now, leg push inside to Kellen. To Strange, puts a little 5-foot motor up. Got it. 6 points for Keaton Strange. We're tied at 13. Elliot Savitz in the backcourt. Savitz dribbles into a triple team. Gives it to Wendy. Wendy to the dotted line. Now, aiming on the right wing. Back to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy gets it to Amon. Amon against Parrish. House is 7-3 on the way. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Well, saved in bounds by keeper Amon. To Roberts. Roberts to Parrish. Or to Blake Parrish. Now passes tip. Strange puts it up. Got it. Cooper Carter Smith got a piece of it, but it went down anyway. 8 points for keeper Strange. 2 points. Knox out of lead as Wendy gets it to 7. Now Weaver in the right corner. The 7th on the right wing. Back to Wendy between the two circles. Wendy, the 7th on the right wing. 7th dribbles around the top of the key. Gives it to Wendy. He'll try another three. No good. And Keaton comes off the rebound. Oh, that's Strange, rather. To Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Kellen Parrish brings it back out between the two circles to Blake Parrish between the two circles. Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts. Now, Kellen Parrish for three. Pin balls in and out. No good. Send it to the rebound to Connor Smith. To Wendy. Gives it ahead to Amon. Amon takes it right to Kellen Parrish. Puts up the shot. No good. Got his own rebound. Connor Smith on the left wing. In the left corner to Wendy. Wendy across the free throw line. Now, Cooper Amon for three. Wouldn't go down. And Kellen Parrish off the rebound. Parrish gives the ball to Strange. Strange has it between the two circles. 15-13. Knox County with a lead. Ryland Roberts has it in the right corner. Skips it back out. Blake Parrish, bad pass, stolen away by Cody Weaver. Weaver, spin move, puts up the shot, missed it. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Blake Parrish, I believe. Well, I don't know. Is it called a foul on Keaton Strange? Strange picks up the foul, and Bodie Weaver will be at the line. He has two looking for three. Isaac fires it, missed it. 4:02 left to play in the first half. 15-13, Knox County with the lead. Bodie Weaver set for his second free throw. He has two looking for three. Isaac fires it, got it. 3 points for Bodie Weaver. 1 point, Knox lead. Get the basketball, Ryland Roberts. As Roberts brings it out between the two circles, Schuyler County goes back 1-2-2 zone. Roberts gives the ball to Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Ryland Roberts long, three on the way, no good. And Colin Hayes with the rebound, went back up with it. Blocked, they call a jump ball, and all the remaining possession comes back to Schuyler County. So Mason Wendy will check back in. Brazier by Knox County. Inbounds pass comes to Cale Wendy. Wendy guarded by Strange as Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Dumps it off on the right wing to 7. 7, cut off on the right baseline. Back to Wendy. Sees it only. Takes it. And an offensive foul on Cale Wendy as he ran right at the numbers of Ryland Roberts. So Cale Wendy picks up his foul, first foul. 3:28 left to play in the first half. Still 15-14. Knox County up by one with the basketball. Blake Parrish between the two circles to Roberts. Ryland Roberts, top of the key. Blake Parrish, pick three on the way, no good. And Mason Wendy off the rebound gets it to Cale. As Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Cale Wendy bounce pass to Amon. top of the key. Connor Smith on the left wing to Mason Lindy in the left corner. Smith back to Mason Lindy. Mason will take it to the house, lace it up, missed it, but drew the foul. You see the foul's going to be on, but they'll call it on Keaton Strange, and that's his second. So two fouls on Keaton Strange, and Mason Lindy will be at the line to shoot two. 2:53 left to play in the first quarter, or first half, rather. You see here the score. It sounds like a quarter score. As Wendy has two, looking for three. Shots up, in and out, no good. As now, Knox County wants another timeout. 2:53 left to play in the first half. It's Knox County 15, Schuyler County 14. And I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always. A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
2:53 left to play in the first half. Second boys semifinal as Mason Lindy at the line with two looking for three. Shots up. Got it. And we're tied at 15. 3 points for Mason Lindy. Blake Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Ryland Roberts between the two circles to Blake Parrish. Now back to Ryland Roberts. Bounce pass inside. Intended for Colin Hayes. Lost the handle on it. Stolen away by Schuyler County. As Cale Lindy will bring it across the timeline. Lindy takes it to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Looks for somebody. Kicks it out to Mason. Mason Lindy gives it to Cooper Amon in the right corner. Cut off on the baseline. Now Mason Lindy from 15. Missed it. And Colin Hayes off the rebound. Gets it out to Campbell. Campbell gets it ahead to Blake Parrish. Kicks it over to the left corner to Kellen Parrish. Now Roberts on the left wing to Blake Parrish. Now Kellen Parrish between the two circles. Kellen gets it back to Blake between the two circles. Campbell has it on the right wing to Blake Parrish. To Ryland Roberts. It's Roberts back to Blake Parrish. Back to Roberts between the two circles. Roberts to the left wing. Now Parrish on the right wing. Campbell on the right wing. Back to Blake Parrish to Roberts. As Roberts to the top of the key. Now Blake Parrish again between the two circles. Campbell to Blake Parrish to Roberts. Inside to Kellen. Parrish lays it up, got it. 3 points for Kellen Perry. 17-15. Knox County with the lead. Taylor Lindy with the basketball. And a double team gets the ball to Cooper Amon. Amon back to Taylor Lindy in the center circle. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Taylor Lindy dribbles to the right wing. Out pops Mason Lindy between the two circles. Mason dribbles to the left wing. Sees it opening. Takes it to the hoop. Reverse layup. Missed it. And Roberts with a rebound. Roberts falls down. Roberts goes out of bounds. But I think that, yeah, we're going to say, nope, he went out of bounds. Campbell checks back out. And don't see who checked back in. But they got five. Inbounds pass to Bodie Weaver. Weaver right in front of the basket. Lays it up. Missed it. Would not go down. Then he compounded everything by fouling Blake Parrish. So Bodie Weaver picks up his second personal foul. 50 seconds left to play in the first half. 17-15. Knox County with the lead and the basketball. Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts to Hayes in the left corner. Back to Roberts between the two circles to Blake Parrish. Back to Roberts. Back to Blake Parrish. Blake Parrish back to Roberts. Hayes in the left corner. Hayes puts it over the left wing to Blake Parrish. Now we get it inside to Kellen Parrish. Puts the shot up, missed it, and walked with it. The shot pinballed out, but they call it for the travel. So Moisture by Knox County. Dale Windy with the basketball, guarded by Blake Perry. As Windy will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Still with the dribble along the baseline. Puts the shot up, missed it. Right for the rebound. Rylan Roberts comes away with it as Roberts in a hurry. Roberts takes it right to a hoop. Puts up a shot. Blocked by Dollar Smith. Now a prayer by Amon. It's no good. And now, was there a whistle that I didn't hear? Nathan Miller was talking to the official because he talks to the officials all the time. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Knox County 17, Scott County 15. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
School is back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the district, Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. And it's boys' semifinal night and the second semifinal game worth halftime. And it's Knox County leading Schuyler County 17-15. Take a look at the first half scoring, first four Knox County. Keaton Strange with 8 points, Kellen Parrish with 3, Rylan Roberts with 3, and Blake Parrish with 3. For Scotty County, Cale Windy with 9 points, Mason Windy with 3, and Bodie Weaver with 3. Scotty County led 11-7 after one quarter, knocked out scored Scotty 10-4 in the second quarter, and Knox County leads here at halftime 17-15. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Teachers deliver an integrated model of agricultural education, offering students the opportunity to grow into competent leaders. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, recognizing the important role of today's FFA advisors and ag teachers during National FFA Week. FFA advisors and agriculture teachers provide students with innovative and leading-edge education in agricultural studies. 92% offer agri-science, 71% offer advanced agri-science and biotechnology, 59% offer ag mechanics, 49% offer horticulture, 43% animal science, and 24% offer environmentally related projects. Let's join together and salute our local FFA advisors and agriculture educators during this
National FFA Week.
This National FFA Week salute is brought to you by Aylward Crop Insurance in Memphis, by BP Gas and More in Memphis, by Davis County Tire in Bloomfield, and by Eggleston Bookkeeping and Tax Service in Memphis.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram, Knox County Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeastern Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMAM FM Memphis. This is the third halftime, the second semifinal, boys semifinal game of the evening. And it's Knox County leading Schuyler County, very low scoring game, 17-15. In the first game of the evening, it was Canton surviving and advancing as they defeat Putnam County by a final 63-44. Kent led in scoring by Evan Burbridge with 22 points, Preston Bill with 14, and Caden Oliver with 14. Putnam County led by Owen Ream with 10 and Trace Rudiger with 10 points. Putnam County led 19-9 after one quarter. Kent now scored Putnam 20-10 in the second quarter, and we were tied at 29 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Putnam 21-10. Canton led 50-39 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Canton again outscored Putnam 13-5, and Canton wins it 63-44. Canton improves to 15-12, while Putnam County ends their season with a record of 17-11. So Canton, the number one seed coming into this district, advances to the championship game on Friday at 6 o'clock, and they'll take on the winner of this game between Schuyler County and Knox County. Now, coming up tomorrow night, it's the girls' semifinal. And at 6 o'clock, it'll be Schuyler County taking on Princeton in a 1-4 matchup. That's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, followed by a 2-3 matchup. Canton, the number 2 seed, will take on number 3 seed Schuyler County, the Lady Tigers. That's coming up tomorrow night. Then the boys' championship game will be Friday at 6 o'clock. That'll be the only game, single game, of this district. One night, the only one game on one night in this district. And then the girls' championship will be Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. That's the way the setup is. So that's the way we're going to see it. And we know we're going to be here tomorrow night for both games. The game we're going to be here Friday night for the boys' championship game because Schuyler County and Knox County playing each other. Somebody's going to win, and that's who we cover. And the girls, on paper again, as I said at halftime, the last boys' game on paper, it's looks like should be Schuyler County and Canton girls, the 1-2 seed. But I saw Princeton girls play last night. They put 69 on Putnam County. Of course, they gave up 50. But Princeton girls, we don't want to go to sleep on them right now. So those two games are coming up tomorrow night. Then after that, we'll know what we're going to do on Saturday. 17-15. Knox County leading Schuyler County by 2. And Hunter, I'm just going to keep it right here because just about set to start the second half. As we get all the papers in the right place, very low-scoring game. It was 11-7 after one quarter. The Knox outscored Schuyler 10-4 in the second quarter. That's where we're at, 17-15. So both teams around their respective coaches. Schuyler County breaks their huddle. Starters are back on the floor. Elliot Sevitz, Cale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Tommy Smith, and Brody Weaver. And for Knox County, Keaton Strange, Kellen Parrish, Ryland Roberts, Blake Parrish, and Austin Jansen. So Knox County will have the ball to start the second half. As Ryland Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Schuyler County in the 2-3 zone. Gets it out to Jansen between the two circles. Now Strange on the left wing. Strange gives it to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. As Kellen, guarded by Cooper Amon, brings it out between the two circles to Roberts. Roberts will walk it to the right wing. Now 15-foot jumper on the way. No good. And Kyle Wendy comes off the rebound. The Cooper Amon back to Wendy. As Wendy will bring him across the timeline to Amon between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Now Smith for three. Oh, my. Connor Smith, three-pointer out of the right corner. And it's 18-17. Schuyler with the lead. Pressure by Schuyler County. Kellen Parrish. Bounce pass to Blake. Blake Parrish gets it to Kellen Parrish between the two circles. Kellen Parrish dribbles at the timeline. Hands the ball off to Roberts. Roberts gives it to Blake Parrish between the two circles. It's Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts. Back to Parrish. Now Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Blake Parrish out of the key to Strange on the right wing. Back to Blake Parrish between the two circles. Strange has it between the two circles. As Strange, Schuyler County just keeps shifting from a 1-2-2 to a 3-2. Now bad pass inside, tipped away. And taken away by Connor Smith. To Brody Weaver, to Cale Wendy. Wendy gives it to Sevitz on the right wing. Cooper Amon has it top of the key. Amon backs in, puts the shot up. Oh, glass missed it. Nice move by Amon, but he just didn't finish. And now here comes Strange in a hurry, cut off on the right baseline. Out of a double team, bad pass, stole away by Brody Weaver. As Weaver will bring it across the timeline. Weaver at the top of the key. Wendy on the left wing. And it's Wendy left out of the circle for Sevitz. Now Smith on the left wing. Cooper Amon. Sevitz drives the baseline. Puts the shot up. Missed it. And how many of those are both teams going to miss? Rebound Blake Parrish to Kellen. Kellen walked, got by with it, puts it up and in. Little 5-foot floater. That's 5 points for Kellen Parrish and 1 point Knox lead, 19-18. Sevitz in the backcourt. Across the timeline to the right wing. Now Amon gives it to Smith for three on the way. No good. And out with a long rebound comes Keaton Strange. Stops, pops, put up a shot, partially blocked by Cooper Amon. Wendy comes away with it. Gives it to Smith. Smith all the way, 5-footer, no good off the baseline. And off the rebound, Ryland Roberts. To Blake Parrish, he lost it. Stolen away by Cale Wendy. Takes it right to Ryland Roberts. Off glass, got it. 11 points for Cale Wendy. 1 point, Schuyler leads. 20-19, Ryland Roberts across the timeline to the right wing to Strange. Strange inside Kellen Parrish. Parrish turns around, puts it off glass, no good. And Cooper Amon off the rebound. Amon gets it ahead to Sevitz. Now Smith on the left wing. To Cooper Amon, top of the key to Wendy. And Wendy takes it down to the dotted line. To Connor Smith for three. No good. Wendy with the rebound. Wendy gets it out to Brody Weaver. Weaver but lays it up off just over the edge. And it fell through. 5 points for Brody Weaver. 3 points, Schuyler lead. Knox with the basketball. Ryland Roberts gives it to Blake Parrish. As Parrish has it between the two circles. Parrish gives it to Kellen Parrish. Now it pops Roberts between the two circles. Roberts to Kellen Parrish between the two circles. As he directs traffic, has it dribbled between the two circles, hands the ball to Ryland Roberts. Roberts gives the ball to Blake Parrish between the two circles. That's Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts. Roberts thought about the three, didn't take it. Kellen Parrish on the right wing inside to Strange. Strange puts a shot up off. Flash got it. As Keith Strange has kind of snuck in the middle, he's got 10 points. 1 point, Knox lead. Savage crossed the timeline. Tried to get the ball to Connor Smith. Knocked out of bounds by Strange. And now Scott County wants a timeout. 3-11 left to play in the third quarter. Scott County 22, Knox County 21. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
3-11 left to play in the third quarter. 22-21, Scotto with the lead and the basketball. Cooper Heyman on the near sideline will inbound. Gets it to Seventh. Seventh backs off. Now he'll try a 15-footer on the wing. Left it short. And Kelvin Parrish off the rebound. On to Ryland Roberts down the far sideline. Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts in the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. But he drew the foul, and the foul's going to be on Cooper Heyman. And that's the third foul on Heyman. So Cooper Heyman picks up his third personal foul. Roberts at the line, shots up, missed it. 22-21. Now Seventh checks out. Mason Windy will check in. Scotter County a little short-handed tonight. They have three subs. Roberts' next shot up. Got it. 4 points for Ryland Roberts. We're tied at 22. Cale Windy with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline to Mason. Now Smith, quick three on the way out of the corner. No good. Strange comes off the rebound. Strange. Blake Parrish put up a shot blocked by Heyman, and Wendy comes away with it. Wendy to the dotted line. Now Bodie Weaver for three. Bullseye! 8 points for Bodie Weaver. 3 points, got a lead. Knocks in the basketball. Blake Parrish has it at the top of the key. Now Strange gives it to Robertson on the left wing. Roberts into the paint, puts up a wild shot. No good, gets it. And reverse layup by Ryland Roberts. Got it. 6 points for Ryland Roberts. And now what do we have? Did somebody call a timeout? Just, I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe a sub to come in. Scott with the basketball, leading 25-24. Cale Windy brings it across the timeline, guarded by Blake Parrish. Hands the ball off to Connor Smith on the left wing. Now, Cody Weaver on the right wing. Weaver, one to drive the baseline, kicks it back out to Heyman on the right wing, skips to the left wing to Smith. Now, Mason Windy back to Smith. He'll try a three. Bullseye! Connor Smith with 6 points. 28-24, Scotter with the lead. Blake Parrish gives it to Kellen Parrish between the two circles. 1:32 left to play in the third quarter. Ryland Roberts on the right wing. Top of the key to Kellen Parrish. That's Kellen. Leans in. Inside, a little five-footer from the dotted line goes down. Nice move by Kellen Parrish. 7 points for Paris, 2 points, Scott Lee, 28-26. Cale Windy to Cooper Amon. Now Brody Weaver on the right wing, out tops Smith, top of the key, Windy on the left wing. Amon takes it, that little 10-foot jumper over Kellen Parrish, no good, and Kellen Parrish over the rebound. Rylan Roberts with the basketball, has it between the two circles, 45 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Dribbles to the right wing. Kellen Parrish on the right wing behind the arc. Now Blake Parrish has it between the two circles. As Blake, rolled by Windy to the right wing. Strange, top of the key. Started by Weaver, inside Kellen Parrish. Leans in, puts up a shot, blocked by Tommy Smith. Smith comes away with it. To Cale Windy with 19 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 28-26, got over the lead. Cale Windy to Brody Weaver. Takes it to the left wing. Weaver gives it back out to Mason Windy. He dribbles to the right wing. To Cale Windy out between the two circles, down to four, down to three. Mason will try a three. No good. Airballed it. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Scouting County 28, Knox County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
It's hard to believe tax season 2023 has arrived, and with it, my 20th year in the tax and accounting business. I'm Bobby Clark, CPA in Edina, and taking the stress out of tax time is my specialty. My new client portal makes it easier than ever for me to serve you, whether you're across town or across the country. Visit www.bobbyclark.com to set up your BDC client portal account, or give me a call at 660-397-2332. I look forward to serving you today and in the years to come.
8 minutes left to play in this championship semifinal. Scotter County leading Knox County 28-26. Scotter County will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. As the Scotter County student section just waiting for something to happen to erupt. As Cale Windy gets inbound pass from Mason. Cale between the two circles and hand-to-man defense by Knox County. Cale Windy trying to get it out to Mason in the right wing. It was tipped out of bounds. It'll still be Scotty basketball. Out of bounds, underneath the own basket. As Cale Windy will inbound. As Cale looks for somebody, gets it to Amon in the right corner. Now Cale Windy brings it out between the two circles. Windy still with the dribble. He'll try a 15-foot jumper. Missed it. Rebound tipped out by Cooper Amon. Smith will try a three. Bullseye! Third three of the ball game by Connor Smith. Police 126, Scotter with the lead. Here comes Blake Perry. To Strange on the right wing. Strange walked with it. Thought about the three. Left his feet. And he didn't let go of the ball. So turnover Knox County. Savage will check in and Mason Windy will check out. Break here by Knox County. Cale Windy with the basketball. It's Windy. Gets him across the timeline to Seventh on the right wing in the right corner to Weaver. Weaver to the right wing. Weaver takes it right to the hoop, plays it up, missed it. And Kellen Parrish off the rebound to Blake Parrish. As Blake gets it out to Strange. Strange free throw line. Back to Blake Parrish for three. Bullseye! 6 points for Blake Parrish. 2 points, got a lead, 31-29. Seventh. Gives it to Windy. Windy back to Stevens. Stevens gives it to Smith in the left corner. Now the left wing. Cooper Amon. Amon. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Rylan Roberts. So Roberts picks up his second personal foul. That's only the first team foul against Knox County. Very clean basketball game. Windy gives it to Smith. With three on the way. Pinball's in and out, no good. Kellen Parrish comes off the rebound. Kellen across the timeline. Dribbles to the deep right wing. Now it takes it down in the paint, but the shot blocked by Smith. Picked up by Roberts. And Ryan Roberts runs into Smith. No call, and Roberts puts the shot up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. 8 points for Ryan Roberts. And who's the foul going to be? Going to be on Cooper Amon. That's his fourth. Now Mason Wendy will check in. Cooper Amon will set down the four personal fouls. It's Ryland Roberts with 8 points as we're tied to 31, looking for nine. 6:18 left to play. Roberts, first free throw up, got it. 9 points for Ryland Roberts. Rolly Weaver inbounds to Wendy. That's Kale. Kale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Mason. On the right wing, back to Kale. Picks it over to Weaver on the left wing. As Weaver, between the two circles, looks for somebody to Mason Wendy. Mason will take it to the hoop. He'll pick up the shot, missed it. But got his own rebound, put it back up and in. 5 points for Mason Wendy. 1 point Schuyler lead, 33-32. Ryland Roberts from Knox County. Gives the ball in the right wing to Blake Parrish. Now Kellen Parrish has it between the two circles. Out pops Blake between the two circles to Roberts on the right wing. Roberts to Blake Parrish. Parrish on the right wing. Skips it out to Colin Hayes. Hayes will take it to the hoop, but up a shot, missed it. And the rebound comes off to Brody Weaver. As Weaver will bring it across the timeline. Weaver sees it open. He kicks it out. Mason Humphrey for three. In and out. No good. And out with the rebound, Ryland Roberts to Blake Parrish. Gets it ahead to Hayes for three. No good. And Brody Weaver off the rebound. For Kale Wendy. And Kale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. 5 minutes left to play in the game. 33-32. Scotty with the lead in the basketball. Kale Wendy takes it to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Now he'll take Blake Parrish along the baseline. Pick up the shot. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Kale Wendy. And that's his second. 4:47 left to play in the ball game. 33-32. Tyler with the lead. Here comes Knox County in slow motion. Blake Parrish around the top of the key. Takes it into the paint. Lays it up. Got it. Blake Parrish with eight. 1 point Knox lead. Here comes Kale Wendy down the far sideline. Pulls up. Gets it over to Brody Weaver for three. No good. Smith puts it up. Got it. Connor Smith, 11 points, and now timeout on the floor. 4:18 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 35, Knox County 34. Back in 30 seconds, this is KNN Sports.
This is the Knox County Health Department reminding you that viral illnesses like influenza are preventable. There are three things we can do to limit illness related to influenza and viruses like it. We can vaccinate when possible. We can take everyday actions to protect others, like covering our cough, washing our hands, keeping a social distance, and staying home from work and school when we're sick. We can also seek health care provider treatment early on to limit the level of serious illness. Do your part to help us keep Knox County well. Call us at 660-397-3396 anytime.
4:18 left to play in the ball game. 35-34, Schuyler County with the lead. I think Knox County will have it. Winner plays Canton on Friday night at 6 o'clock for the district championship. This is a long way from decided. Keaton Strange will inbound to Blake Parrish. Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Schuyler County. Tyler goes in a 2-1-2 or maybe man-to-man with Blake Parrish. Gives it to Roberts. Roberts takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. That's moved by Ryland Roberts. He has 11 to 1 point. Knox out of leads. Cooper Amon back in the ball game. Amon between the two circles. Gives the ball to Seventh. Seventh will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 2 points early at 7. Barry back by 1. Blake Perry around the top of the key to Roberts. Takes it down into the paint. Puts it off by Scotty. So a great basket. 13 for Ryland Roberts. 7 against Frazier. 7 still in the backcourt. Gets the ball over to Kale Wendy. Now Wendy's got to hurry. And they just airmailed it. They call it Smith. As everybody kind of left Kale Wendy in the lurch in the backcourt. He said, he's going to get a 10-second call anyway. 3:19 left to play. 38-37, Knox County with the lead. End of basketball. They may try to take some air out of it. Blake Perry sends it to Ryland Roberts in the right corner. Roberts kicks it back out to Hayes, top of the key for 3. Bullseye! Ryland Hayes hits the 3, and it's a 4-point Knox County lead. Wendy gets it to Amon. It's Amon kicks it out to Sevitz. Sevitz tried to get it to Smith, and thrown away by Strange, lays it up, missed it. But the foul is going to be on Connor Smith. So Connor Smith picks up the foul, and Keaton Strange will go to the line. He'll shoot 2 shots. 2:46 left to play. 41-37, Knox County with the lead. It's Keaton Strange with 10 points. He had 8 in the first half. First shot up. Got it. 11 points for Keaton Strange. 5-point Knox County lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Next one up, got them both. 6-point Knox County lead. Kale Wendy in the backcourt, had the ball punched away. Now gets it back, gives it to Sevitz. Sevitz across the timeline, takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. Would not go down, and Kellen Perry's off the rebound. To Ryland Roberts. As Roberts brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Blake Perry. Perry's back to Ryland Roberts on the deep right wing. Roberts now passing the paint. It goes to Kellen Perry. Back to Roberts. As Roberts to Kellen Perry between the two circles. Perry tries a 3 on the way. No good. And Sevitz on the rebound. Sevitz in a hurry. Now I try to send it off to Amon. Pass is swapped out of bounds on the shot of basketball. Out of bounds underneath the basket. Mason Wendy will check in. And Elliott Sevitz will check out. The Cooper Amon will inbound. Amon looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Bodie Weaver on the left wing. Back to Amon. Now back to Weaver. Weaver takes it right as Perry picks up the shot. No good. Still Wendy under the basket. Put up a shot. Missed it. But through the foul, the foul's going to be on Colin Hayes, and that's his first. So Kale Wendy with 11 points, looking for 12. 43-37, Knox County's biggest lead in the ball game. Wendy eyes it, fires it, and got it. 12 points for Kale Wendy. 43-38. Wendy, 12, looking for 13. Eyes it, fires it, got them both. 13 points for Kale Wendy. 4-point Knox County lead with the basketball play. Shoot by Scotter County. Blake Perry, we will see a double team. Now lost it. Stolen away by Kale Wendy. As Kale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Dumps it out to Mason. Mason to Connor Smith out of the left corner for 3. Bullseye! 14 points for Connor Smith. Now a timeout on the floor. 1:26 left to play in the ball game. It's Knox County 43, Scotter County 42. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Hi. Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Back at Schuyler County, Knox County with a one-point lead in the basketball as Roberts on the left wing. Roberts puts a double team across the free throw line, hands it to Blake Perry. Now to Roberts, exactly a minute left to play. Blake Perry, back to Roberts between the two circles. Schuyler County, a lot of fouls again as Blake Perry. A whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Mason Windy. That's his first. That's only the 15th foul against Schuyler County. So they got two more to give. Kellen Perry inbounds in the backcourt to Rylan Roberts. As Roberts splits a double team, takes it right to the basket, lays it up, missed it. Everybody drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Connor Smith. That's his second. Rylan Roberts will go to the line, 43 seconds left to play in regulation. As Roberts with 13 looking for 14. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. So Roberts again with 13, looking for 14. I'm going to give Knox a two-point lead. As Roberts eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Keeper aiming off of the rebound. To Kale Windy. Windy brings it across the timeline. Windy now past Amon on the left side of the circle. Amon sees an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. 2 points for Cooper Amon. 20 seconds left to play. 1 point Schuyler lead. Rylan Roberts. And now Knox County wants a timeout. 17 seconds left to play in regulation. Schuyler County 44. Knox County 43, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
17.6 seconds left to play in regulation. Schuyler County 44, Knox County 43. Knox County with the basketball. Next foul by Schuyler County will be a 1-1. As Kellen Perry will inbound on their sideline. Gets it to Rylan Roberts between the two circles. Schuyler County man-to-man. Roberts to the right wing. Bounce pass to Strange. To Parrish in the paint, puts the shot up, missed it, and Smith has the rebound, and he is mugged. And this place is going nuts. 5.1 seconds left in regulation. The foul is going to be on who? I think Blake Parrish, and that would be his first. 5 seconds left to play in regulation. Cooper Amon will inbound. That's only the third team foul against Knox County. As now they need a towel. There are a lot of bodies on the floor after that rebound by Connor Smith. 44-43, Skyler with the lead. And they will inbound in the backcourt. Pressure by Knox County. It's Cooper Amon. Gets the basketball. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Wendy. And Wendy immediately fouled with 3.6 seconds. The foul's going to be on Blake Perry. That's his second. And now Nathan Miller still talking to the official. 3.6 seconds is Cooper Amon on the near sideline. At the end of the Knox County bench will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it in to Mason Wendy. Oh, now Mason Wendy. And a Blake Perry put up a shot. Missed a wide open buddy. As basically trying to get it in to Mason Wendy, he saves it inbound right to Blake Perry. Parrish had a wide open layup. It wouldn't go down. And that's the end of the ball game with the final score. Schuyler County 43, Knox County 44, Knox County 43. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Jong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi.
Who's this?
Buzz. He appears whenever you eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Like a genie?
Sure.
Ooh, does he grant wishes? I wish I lived in a giant boot. No, I wish I could swim with a humpback whale. No.
I can grant you a delicious bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, which can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Ooh, with heart shapes, too.
Happy heart-shaped Cheerios are back for a limited time. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios at your local store for an easy, delicious, and heart-healthy start to your day.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. It's the final as the Schuyler County Rams win their 17th game of the year by defeating Knox County, holding on to defeat Knox County 44-43. Take a look at the scoring first for Schuyler County. Elliot Sevitz with 2 points. Cale Wendy with 13. Mason Wendy with 5. Cooper Amon with 2. Connor Smith with 14. And Bodie Weaver with 8. For Knox County, Keith Strange with 12, Colin Hayes with 3, Kellen Parrish with 7, Rylan Roberts with 13, and Blake Parrish with 8. Schuyler County led 11-7 after one quarter. Knox outscored Schuyler 10-4 in the second quarter, and Knox led 17-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Knox 13-9. Schuyler went ahead 28-26. In the fourth quarter, it was Knox County outscoring Schuyler 17-16 as they had a 6-point lead with about 2 minutes to go. And Schuyler came back took the lead. They had the basketball, and on an inbound play with 3 seconds short on the clock, Mason Lindy lost the handle on the basketball, going out of bounds. He saved it right to Blake Parrish. Parrish had took one step, shot the layup. The ball would not go down, and Schuyler County wins it by 44-43. So Schuyler County and Canton will play for the championship on Friday night at 6 o'clock. In the first game, it was Canton winning their 15th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 63-44. Canton led in scoring by Evan Burbridge with 22 points, Preston Brewer with 14, Caden Oliver with 14. Putnam County led by Owen Ream with 10, Trace Rudiger with 10 points. Putnam County led 19-9 after one quarter. Canton outscored Putnam 20-10 in the second quarter, and we were tied at 29 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Putnam 21-10. Canton led 50-39 after three. In the fourth quarter, Canton outscored Putnam 13-5, and the Tigers won it 63-44. Canton improves to 15-12. Putnam County ends their season 17-11. And again, in this ball game, Schuyler County holding on to defeat Knox County 44-43. Schuyler County led in scoring by Kale Wendy with 13 and Connor Smith with 14, while Knox County led by Keith Strange with 12 and Ryland Roberts with 13. Schuyler County improves to 17-9. Knox County ends their season 14-13. So coming up tomorrow night is the girls' semifinal, Schuyler County and Princeton girls at 6 o'clock, followed at 7:15 by Canton and Scotland County. For producer Hunter Sapp from Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.